Tonight, each and every show, we tee it up with our pals out there in Washington, everything that's coming out of Foggy Bottom. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, laughing in the background, Bob Ney from Talk Radio News. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good. I haven't heard the Foggy Bottom used in a long time. That's great.
You know what? When I was a kid, the first time that my mother dragged me to Washington, I grew up in Philly, so not too far away, it was the worst day ever. It was like we were in a swamp with really cool things to see. I mean, all this history, but I remember melting. You know, and I was in shape, and I had endurance, but I didn't have endurance at Foggy Bottom. Let's put it that way.
July or August, for sure.
Yep. Exactly. You got to stay away. July and August, it's the worst. There's no question about it. All right, this is the craziest story, and it infuriates me to hear it, and I know you know more details on this. The Veterans Affair deal, the official that's now being accused of keeping the double books and hiding the dozens of veterans, it was like 40, I think they said, in all, that died while they were trying to get care. Wow. And this story was broke by CNN. Do you know anything more about that?
Yeah, this one is so sickening. You know, I mean, a death or is not good amongst any group, of course, you know, Kate, but, you know, veterans that went and sacrificed their lives and, you know, their time, et cetera, for the American system. But there's a guy, and his name's Sharon Hellman, and he's director of the Phoenix Veterans Affairs Healthcare System. And he's accused with some other officials, so there's more, you know, in this ball game, but they're accused of keeping a fake waiting list. And now by doing that, they made it appear that sick veterans were being treated in a timely manner because they had this fake waiting list. And they said, oh, yes, we just treated the previous 10 veterans. But they hid the real list that showed up to 1,600 sick veterans who were waiting months to see a physician. So obviously, Kate, within that period of time, some people died while waiting to see, you know, physicians. And Representative Jeff Miller of Florida is chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. And he said that today that they have evidence that there were two sets of records. They were kept by the facility to conceal the lengthy delays in care. So all because there were lengthy delays in care, they had this secret list that made it look like they were treating all these people. Meanwhile, making people wait, veterans wait for treatment. So I don't think we've heard the end of this, but then from July 2007 through the first week of July 2008, at least 22 veterans in the Spokane Veterans Service area committed suicide.
Oh.
But they reported 9 suicides and 34 attempted suicides, and Hellman was director of that Spokane facility at the time. The number of suicides were being misreported. So he not only was misreporting suicides, he then goes down to Phoenix and creates fake waiting lists.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean, just to cover his rear end.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm assuming, just from having served out there, that, you know, because sometimes Congress will scream about these things and then they kind of, you know, they go away. But I would hope that they, you know, make sure that they dig into this thing to see, you know, around America, are there other fake waiting lists? I mean, are people so afraid in the bureaucracy of saying, well, we have, you know, slow care, we need some more money? Are they so afraid of doing it that they're going to do this?
Right.
The story's hideous. It's a hideous story.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad it came to light, though, and then maybe this doesn't happen in the future because they're going to be afraid to do that. But it's just awful, terrible. And the descriptions by some of the family members of some of the people that died, some of the veterans that died, it's heartbreaking to even read it.
Bad.
Yeah, bad, very bad. All right, I want to ask you this about John Kerry, the Secretary of State, now comes out about the Ukraine and says it's going to be grave and expensive, Russia, if you don't stop it. Meaning that this is a grave situation and it's going to be expensive for you. I think that's the threat to the banking industry probably there. And says this, but this was pretty vague. Hey, we're ready to act. So what does that mean, the United States is ready to act?
problem we have, you know, we're saying these things. Here's the problem we have. And this is, you know, they can't blame the president because Putin went into here. That, you know, George Bush was president when he went into Georgia, Putin did. But the problem we have is, are these statements here. We're going to do this. We're going to sanction. First of all, Russia's past number 10 on our trading list, trading partners, whereas the European Union, in fact, you know, they trade a lot with the European Union. So there's a little bit more moxie there, a little bit more power with the European Union to threaten them with sanctions. Number two, Russia has made it clear, go ahead and sanction us. We're not going to pay what we owe you. Russia owes us money. So this whole thing really honestly goes nowhere. You know, yeah. If we sanction them, they're not going to pay us.
Yeah, no way. That's not going to happen. It's very strange. Are you surprised by all this?
You mean the Ukraine invasion or our inability to be able to? Well, I think Putin has just sat back. There's a whole cultural thing that's gone on for a long time of people identifying themselves. When I was in India, I met a lot of people from the Ukraine and talked to them quite a lot. And way back when, you know, I remember 4 years ago, they just have about had it with their government. The government's horribly corrupt. It's dysfunctional, et cetera. So Russia, I think, just sat back, and it was like an apple, you know. They didn't have to pick it. It was going to eventually fall and go right into their hands. So I kind of knew that parts of the Ukraine would go, but I really didn't think it would go this easy for Putin to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, Talk Radio News.
You.
Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Coming up in this edition of America Tonight, for this hour anyway, we are definitely going to lighten the load and have some fun at the tail end of the hour. Fruits and nuts, shred it, bingo. That's when we invite our pal Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro of this show, to join us. And we let him decide on some of the interesting fare that is so-called making news across the nation. Also, we're going to talk about Jeb Bush and the fact that he's now more than hinting that he wants to run for president. But three Bushes as president? I don't think so. What do you think? I really believe if Jeb Bush were to run, and I think he's a nice guy. Listen, I've talked to him probably the most of all the Bushes, maybe 8 times in my career, but his chance was George's chance, was Junior's chance, and that didn't happen. So I can't imagine that Jeb Bush flat out one-on-one against Hillary Clinton beats her. It doesn't seem likely. And even just the scenario of Bush and Clinton running against each other, it really is like a soap opera, isn't it? And who knows? You know, in between, so much can happen in the rest of this year and the first part of next year. But, you know, they're talking about sites for the Democrats. They're down to 15 sites, by the way, for their convention, while the Republicans are really wrestling with just a handful. And Vegas and Dallas seem to be the front runners for that. I've talked about my feelings that if the Republicans really want a shot at the next presidential election, it cannot become too much of a beauty pageant. You might disagree with that. You might agree. So we're going to mix it up a bunch here. Odds and ends on the flip side next. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you there. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The odds and ends. I got this one from Wally, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you talk about California. I know you used to live here. And talking about the drought, you've got a good friend, I think you said, in Westlake Village. I do. And she's been telling me how brutal it is. California's drought, they say, has finished its conquest of the state, is the way it was put in something that I read. 100% of the land is now in a drought condition, 96%. So think of how vast California is. 96% of it is in a severe, extreme, or exceptional drought. Here at the satellite facility of America tonight, we are, my friends, living in a drought. So stage three, and that means they only let you water lawns, twice a month, that kind of thing. And you're just praying. You're doing the rain dance. I'm asking my friends at the Taos Pueblo to do a rain dance for us because it's just that bad. So there's a lot of states actually in the South and the Southwest and the West that are in this position of the drought. And let me tell you, it's pretty scary, especially for California. It's very scary because of what happens with the fires. You know, it's like tinder. Somebody drops a cigarette, whoops, here you go, and it's up. In the Sierras, they say they're running at 60% of normal, talking about the precipitation. The snowpack is at 13% of normal, and the northern Sierras, 22% statewide. But here's the problem. You got the snow, you get the precipitation, you want it to melt. But what happens when it melts too quickly because of the hotter than normal temperatures? That's not a good thing. So there's some problems really building up in Cali. Really building up. They could use some rain in from north to south, and the melting is going to be a killer for them, an absolute killer. All right, we started off the show talking about a lot of things that came out of Washington. with Bob Ney, and also kicking around the Ukraine, the latest there with John Kerry saying, or else, but I think the or else, the warning, doesn't really do much for Russia. You know, it's kind of like the mom who tells the kid, hey, if you do this one more time, and you have no access to your iPad, you are grounded, you've got no tube, none of it. I'm taking everything away. That iPhone, that's mine. So they keep threatening, but don't actually do anything. Don't pull the trigger. And as long as it's just idle threats, I don't think it matters. And that's, I think that's what's happened here with Putin and the grab in the Ukraine. So the Secretary of State warning Putin sternly, or Russia sternly, to do something, to take concrete measures on de-escalating this crisis in the Ukraine, or you're going to face these further sanctions. See, this is the problem. These banking sanctions would have been pretty crippling to Russia, and still would be, but it would have been good to unroll them almost at the beginning. I mean, what's wrong with a hard deadline? Any of you ever have hard deadlines at work? Have to meet deadlines? Come on, all of us have. So why not have a hard deadline on this? Look, here's the deal. If we're involved in this, and Russia is saying, is making crazy claims, saying that we're the ones who are funding and pushing and fueling the separatist movement, trying to fling it on the United States, then it's time to say, okay, we're all in here. So if the idea is we're going to try to level Putin, you have to do it now and swiftly. And Kerry says, Putin faces a choice. If Russia chooses the path of de-escalation, the international community, all of us, will welcome it. If Russia does not, the world will make sure that the cost for Russia will only grow. And as President Obama reiterated earlier today, we are ready to act. But it's like I said to Bob Ney, so what does that mean? We are ready to act. We're going to give you a slap on the wrist. Don't look for any great movement here on this, other than to hear some more people were shot, the pro-Russian gang stopped somewhere, and they decided they'd shoot a few Ukrainians, and they said that they were the ones who started it, and really this is America's fault, or there's some other nonsense like that. Mix it all up, like the telephone game, you know, where people confuse the facts. When you're a kid, they teach you that. The person next to you tells you have the story. And then the story goes to the second kid and the third kid and the fourth kid. And by the end of it, of course, the story is nothing like it really was told. Well, this is what it is. It's a telephone game with Russia. So we'll see. How about that? We'll see. And what's going on with bus crashes in California? You know, I brought up the whole drought thing. Man, it was creepy. If you have ever had a child on a bus, on one of those big yellow buses, right? 11 middle school students, and this is out of Anaheim, and their driver were hurt when a school bus jumped a curb, rammed into some trees in Southern California, right? Three of the injured, the driver and two of the kids, were taken to the hospital in critical condition. This happened, it was the afternoon truckload of kids that they were taking back at 3:30. And the other students had minor injuries. Most were released to their family. The driver was trapped inside the bus. The firefighters had to take him out, that whole thing. So he jumped a curb. What happened there? I mean, what happened there? And let me tell you, this is radio, but whatever search engine you use, just type in California bus crash, and it's scary. I mean, it looks like somebody threw a bus right in the middle of a bunch of trees. And the middle of the bus is just smashed in. Oh, if I were a parent of one of those kids, I would be a wreck. I mean, I would, because you see that picture. I can't believe how many kids actually escaped that. But here's the reason I bring this up. The reason I bring it up is because guess what the difference was? And I think this is true. The bus, remember those buses you used to ride on when you felt you were dodging all around, right? The bus had seatbelts. So how many kids were wearing the seatbelts? Because, you know, the bus driver running around policing that. But I think a bunch of those kids had those seatbelts on. That was one of the new things that happened in the last 3 or 4 years, getting longer seatbelts, getting seatbelts at all, because those buses didn't have seatbelts. So this crash happened in Anaheim Hills, right there in the city of Anaheim. It's about, to give you an idea, think of if you've ever been to Disneyland, right in that neighborhood, that's Anaheim, 10 miles east of Disneyland is where we're talking about. And that had to be scary, scary moment. But I would really be curious if there was a way to find that out for sure. Like, how many kids on that bus had those seatbelts on? Because when they talked about those seatbelts, I thought, boy, this is such a great idea. Because I can remember how you felt. You did feel kind of like you were moving around the whole time when you were on the bus, because it was those giant seats and there was no seatbelt. And the fact that because of certain crashes that happened, that they decided to do the seatbelt regulation, I think there is where it really may have helped out. And, you know, we just had that other crash with those students that was so shocking to their parents, and with their futures in front of them and looking toward college. And maybe this was 3 weeks ago now, terrible bus crash there. And here's another one, different sort of crash, but same thing, kids on a bus. All right, bouncing around here as we continue to do, and talking about the presidential race, and Jeb Bush now saying, yeah, you know, I like that idea. He's kind of just pushing the seeds out there, even though he's been asked over and over again. I mean, really, he has been asked constantly every show he goes on for the last 2.5 years. Even as in the midst of Obama running and Mitt Romney on the Republican side running, he still was asked that, and Paul Ryan, he still was asked that over and over again. So two legacy families when it comes to politics. And for 32 years, there was either a Bush or a Clinton in the White House. There's a piece of trivia for you. Ask anybody, see if they can remember that. 32 years. Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton in a face-off. Jack Alexander says, welcome Hillary Clinton. She would be president, hands down, if Jeb is the guy who gets the nod and runs. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Walks smirly down the street, ooh, way down low. Ain't no time for the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
People can carry their guns into airport terminals now. Patrons can bring their guns into bars if the owners opt in for that. Congregants can bring their guns into church sanctuaries if the churches opt for that. K through 12, the administrators and teachers can be armed in the classroom.
All right, so pretty much you know what we're talking about here. Georgia and the governor, Governor Deal, signing a wide-ranging gun bill into law just the other day. Critics are furious over this. And then there are other proponents that are pretty excited about it. The Guns Everywhere bill specifies what you just heard there, that Georgia residents can carry the weapons in those places that were mentioned into some bars and churches and school zones. Coming up next hour in America Tonight, you do not want to miss this. My conversation with Colin Goddard. He survived the 2007 Virginia Tech massacre, and he now works with a group of people from every town for gun safety. And what he talks about, he says, you know, automatically, and he blames the media partially on this, he says automatically when you say that you're there talking, you're going out to the country, you're talking about guns, and especially because he was almost killed, the people's eyes get glazed over who are Second Amendment people, like I am pro-Second Amendment, and start to talk about the fact that, you know, why would you take the guns away and what can the guns do? And what he says is, how about training and background checks, which is, of course, what I say. What is the big deal? Why can't you have better background checks? Why can't you have better training? If you're going to use a gun, you should know how to use it correctly, right? You should have the training. You should know what you're doing with the gun. Otherwise, it's a useless piece of metal. Anyway. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, you know, there's a gray area here. So he was out at Purdue, and he's going to talk about this with me. He's saying when he was out at Purdue, there was a lot of NRA people. They were ready for a fight, and they, even though they really feel for Colin. And they came in and then said, yeah, I agree. I agree with what you're saying about the background checks and what you're saying about training. Absolutely. And he's starting to find that more and more. He says it's not talked about very much, but that this certainly is part of it. Why can't we have that? Why can't we have the right kind of background checks and training so that the wrong people don't, at least you hope, the wrong people don't get a gun in their hand, period. It's like he says, it's not about the gun, the whole background check and all that. It's not about the gun. It's about the person. So Colin Goddard coming up in our next hour to talk about guns. And he's extremely lucky that he survived that horrific experience of being on that campus at that time, because by all rights he could have easily been killed. He was in the middle of it, and he was certainly injured, and he knows what that's like to be all of a sudden have your life change in an absolute instant. So that's coming up. So the Georgia law now is confusing also to some people, because there's a little piece of that law that talks about stand your ground and clarifies stand your ground. Now, with stand your ground, this is in Georgia, and of course it differs in Florida, but with stand your ground, what now can happen is if you can prove that's the whole thing, because it's the Safe Carry Protection Act, if you're protecting yourself, if you're saying, I'm protecting myself, but you have an illegal gun, no charges. Zip, nada, none of that. A lot of things around Stand Your Ground in Georgia were completely dumped. Now, when you think illegal guns, you know, it depends on the situation. Think about illegal guns in the hands of illegal people. So there's a lot more to this law than meets the eye or what you're reading. And I think that's pretty huge. That Stand Your Ground has a lot of different meanings now. What does that mean in Georgia, as far as Georgia is concerned? And this law, how is it going to be enforced? Churches are going to have to decide for themselves, as are schools, school districts, conversations about that with what teachers feel comfortable and want to be armed, or if none of them do. I do think, as has been said to me many, many times on this show, and I've talked about before, one of the dumbest ideas ever, and in a neighborhood not far from me, I recently have seen this, the school zones, you know, you have school zones off, and the no gun zones, pretty much in those neighborhoods where there are the no gun zones, it's like how the crime prevention signs are everywhere. So the idea was, oh, maybe somebody who wants to rob us will see that we have neighborhood watch, and they won't come into the neighborhood, or they'll be a little more fearful because we have patrols. But what a backfire move that is, to basically say, well, you know, this is an area that is gun-free, so don't worry about being shot, because we're trying to tell everybody they don't have to worry about that here, so if you want to come in and rob us, feel free. Nobody's going to be able to get you, at least that way, right? And, you know, sad. It's sad to think of how we have to, the semantics of it all, how we have to break this down to every little word to make sure that it makes sense. How about getting some help for the people who desperately need it so they don't go to Navy Yards and open fire on coworkers who they don't even know? How about trying to find those people and get them some help? Although, as that leaves my lips, it's such a tall task and so improbable. One, that anybody would want to be identified, and two, that you would be able to, or they would be able to take some kind of a leave and then come back and it wouldn't be held against them. So, very, very tough to do. Easy to say, tough to do. And I got to throw this in here as we kind of chomp on a couple of different things. How many of you, well, first of all, how many of you really ever think about your brain? You know, everywhere you read now, and I think part of that is because of Alzheimer's being so prevalent, is about the brain and what are you doing with your brain? How are you exercising your brain? They say regular exercise could keep Alzheimer's at bay, even in those whose genes put them in the dementia danger category. They did a study of men and women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they found that being active at least three times a week stopped the brain from shrinking. So how about that? And what do you have to do to be active? Brisk walking, jogging, swimming, cycling, that kind of stuff. Even strenuous chores would count to help you with the brain. Because the brain normally shrinks with age, and the brain's memory hub is particularly vulnerable in those at genetic risk for dementia. You know, it's the whole aging of the brain and what do we know. And the study that just came out is to look at how being physically active might impair the loss of what they call hippocampal volume in people at genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. And that has some pretty big implications, I would say. Especially for anyone who's has the potential genetically for that to happen, to Alzheimer's, etc. And the APOEE4 gene, they never make it easy, right? Is carried, they say, by up to 30% of the opposition. Or the population, not the opposition, the population. Although it could be the opposition. Increasing the risk of Alzheimer's in old age, but not everybody with the suspected DNA will develop the disease. So exercise, right? Even if you just take a walk around the building, get on the bike, the stationary bike, whatever it is that you do, you just have to find time to do it. I think that's what happens to most people. The excuse isn't always just a wicked, horrible excuse. It really is flat out that time runs out. And then, you know, you're weighing the options. Well, what can I do? Grab the dog and run out the door with the dog. That'll be my exercise. Or I got to go pick up the kids and maybe I can go to the playground with them and, I don't know, swing and get a little exercise that way. But you get what I'm saying. Obviously, in these different studies, it's all about compensating for the shrinkage of the brain, the part that's responsible for memory. Like in Alzheimer's, what's happened, sadly, to way too many people. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Here on America Tonight, fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo.
Bingo!
All right, Nathan Reeder, step into my den.
Why, hello, what a nice den you're having.
I decorated it just for you. Are you ready?
The guitars everywhere. Yes. Yes.
Wouldn't it be great? I would love to have like antique guitars all over the place. Or my favorite guitarist. And who would that be? Can you guess?
Your favorite guitarist?
Mm-hmm.
See, I grew up with. Is it Clapton? It's not Clapton.
Nope. Clapton is correct. That was one of my first concerts ever when I was very, very young. Yes.
Wow. I grew up on Clapton with my dad.
Yep, Clapton's cool. Slow hand. Okay, so how about this? But I don't have a Clapton guitar. So how about this? This is where we're going to start. The Food and Drug Administration has proposed extending its authority to e-cigarettes, cigars, pipe tobacco, and other tobacco products. It's the first step, but not the final rule yet. They are thinking about a ban. And they are also thinking about, with e-cigarettes especially, so we'll focus on the e-cigarettes. The e-cigarettes, nobody, you know, keep it away from kids. So you have to be 21 or older is being tossed around for the e-cigs. What do you think? Is that fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
That is fruits and nuts, in my opinion, because, well, first of all, 21 plus? Okay, 18 plus right now. What's going on with that? Second of all, there is a lot of information out. We don't know exactly how it's affecting people yet. To me, I think, you know, we don't know, and yes, you can provide some safety measures, but with the lack of safety measures for some cigarettes already, why go even harder against the e-cigs? I don't understand that part.
Yeah, why not see what happens and instead of jumping on it right away? Because, of course, here's the other part of this. We'll make it a two-parter. Is it, you know, is it bingo? Is it shredded? Is it fruits and nuts? When it comes to taxing, smashing it with a federal tax, because there's no tax right now on it.
Well, see, I wouldn't mind that. I think there should be a tax on it. I mean, how much are nicotine, how much are tobacco companies invested in these products?
Some of them are invested, yes. I mean, they have a chunk of it. They're smart. They have a chunk of it because they want to get their hands on everything, tobacco, at all, you know, whatever it is, whether it's electronic or hookah tobacco or nicotine or anything, because that's their whole, you know, this is their business. This is their wheelhouse. So a bunch of them are invested. They jumped on the bandwagon, but not all. I mean, Nathan, we've had on the show people who are entrepreneurs who started their own e-cigarettes, different flavors, and they're doing really well, knowing, though, that eventually everything would come around and catch up with them. Yeah. They knew they'd be taxed, knew the FDA would start to talk about it.
Well,
and
you said
whatnot.
It right there. They know that this is coming. So, you know, that part is coming, but I definitely side with regulation being heavy-handed without enough information.
Ba-dum-bum. We're on the same page. I agree with you.
Yep.
All right, so how about this one? Young people who use marijuana might be at risk for heart attacks and other serious cardiovascular problems. This is what a new study is suggesting. The study was published in the Journal of the American Heart Association this week. They say about 85% of the patients were men. Their average age was 34. And in 9 cases, the patient died. Researchers reviewed records from the French network, a national system of centers in France, about drug abuse and dependence and all that kind of stuff. And they found 35 reports of patients who had experienced cardiovascular complications following cannabis use. So that study came out, and what's being said is, hey, listen, currently people think that this is harmless, but think again. This is far from harmless. The study shows some preliminary evidence of cardiovascular harm from marijuana, but here's the key thing, as any doctor will tell you, it's inconclusive. It's inconclusive. So what do you think?
You know, I think it's pretty close to bingo, because the idea that inhaling a combusted material is not going to have any effects on you, or especially not going to affect growing lungs more than if you didn't put any in there, that baffles my mind. Now, I mean, that's not an argument against its comparison to alcohol, but yeah, if young people are going to be holding smoke in their lungs for a long time when they are at the age of 16, yes, it's going to mess up your vascular system. and your heart. It just is. I mean,
yeah.
compare it to the cigarettes, and I bet you would come up with a even more damaged youngster's lungs, but their damage would be there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I think that it's obviously, I mean, if you want to, it's not indicative of other things, though, like you're saying, so I agree with you. It doesn't mean that we're comparing this to alcohol and, oh, people who get smashed and are driving, well, they should be able to do that versus people who smoke pot, and that's what we think. And I mean, none of that, for me, personally, none of that kind of stuff. But I agree. I mean, of course, if you're holding anything in your lungs like that, anything combustible, it's a great point, Nathan, that you know that there could be consequences naturally.
I mean, it's the youngster thing. It's the youngster
yes.
thing.
Yes, the lungs, absolutely. How young, you know, are we talking about? All right, how about this one? Two poodles were abandoned at the Los Angeles airport after the owner said, geez, I just can't afford to ship them, so she just left them. She just walked away and left them.
Whoa.
Well, I say whoa, too. So, you know, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo.
That's just mean. I mean,
this is crappy.
I'd put it in the fruits and nuts, but it's just like there are more. What's the mean thing that's not quite as crazy as a fruit or a nut?
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, animals get attached. So that means that however long she had the animals, apparently, they were two miniature black poodles. And when she said she couldn't afford to ship the dogs back home, what happened was that, and they're trying to find the dogs' new homes, by the way. They're not trying to get rid of them.
Wait, ship them back home? Like she went somewhere with them and then
yeah.
decided that she didn't want
to... Yeah, she was in L.A. and she couldn't afford to ship them back to where she was going.
Oh, so someone bought her tickets so she could get there. And then she was like, oh, I don't have that same benefactor to get me... Yeah, what?
That's wrong.
That's mean to a puppy.
That's mean to a puppy, too. She was going to Barcelona, Spain. I mean, whatever, lady. Are you kidding me? So the dogs are cute, and it looks like both dogs were taken to the L.A. animal shelter, and they say they're going to try to find them homes. They're not going to, because everybody freaked out in Los Angeles, so I bet you they'll find them homes, that they're not going to euthanize them, basically. Airlines charge anywhere from $175, just so you know, to $250 per animal to travel as cargo.
Don't bring them in the first place, man.
Yeah, don't bring them in the first place. If you can't afford them, and you know, who's not going to know? You know you have to pay for the animals. What are you kidding me? You think it's a free ride? I think that's ridiculous. Absolutely. What a note to end on. All right, as always, it's fun. Nathan, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. We'll do it again next week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.